Very important teshuvah from Sharei Oraz, Svarik Teshuvah of the week, from Shelot Teshuvot Yechavadah. But this is something that both Mishnah Berurah and Rav Avadya Yosef are in full agreement about, and that is the question of Avdalah on Matzei Kippur. After Kippur, we make Avdalah, and it's not just the Borei Pri HaGefen, but it's also Borei Mir HaEsh, not over Omei Mir HaSamim. This year it's not going to be, Kippur is not going to be on Shabbat, so it's no Besamim, but you do have Eish. Interesting. But the Eish is a very special requirement, as the Gemara in Pesachim says, that it has to be a Ner Sheshavat. It has to be a fire that was existing throughout the entire Kippur, right from the beginning of Kippur to the end of Kippur, and then you're going to light from that fire light the Havdalah candle from that fire, or use that candle itself as a Havdalah candle. The fire has to be lit the entire Kippur. Ner Sheshavat, the Ner that was not used on Kippur. Now, what's the logic of this? The logic of this vows is that the bracha of Borei Mirei HaEsh on Motzei Kippur is fundamentally different than the bracha Mora Borei Mirei HaEsh on regular Motzei Shabbat. The regular Motzei Shabbat, the bracha Borei Mirei HaEsh, comes to commemorate Adam HaRishon's discovery of fire on the first Motzei Shabbat of the world's existence. Now, when it comes to Kippur, it's a very different reason. Rashi explains in Maram Pesachim is that we are praising Hashem for light. Now we can use, we cannot use it on Kippur. See, Kippur, it's not Shabbat, but it's more than Yom Tov. It's in the middle. It's like Yom Tov, 5 Aliyot, Shabbat, 7 Aliyot. Kippur is 6 Aliyot, because it's not exactly Shabbat, but it's not exactly Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you can do Ochel Nefesh. You can transfer fire, and you can cook on Yom Tov, but not, of course, on Kippur. Kippur, fire exists, but you can't use it. Therefore, you want to take fire that you were not allowed to use the entire Kippur, and say, oh, now we can use it. Okay, you're saying now it's permitted. It was forbidden the entire Kippur, this fire. Now it's permitted, and we're going to use this for the fire of Havdalah. Now we could use it, showing that it's after Kippur, but in Kippur itself it was not allowed. Now, here is the interesting question: what about b'diavad? You don't have it. You find it's Motzei Kippur. You don't have the Ner Shavat. Well, says Rav Avadya, that's too bad. That's it. You don't have it. No Borei HaEsh. But the Kaf HaChaim says, no, you can still say it. Why? Because look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh HaMarim that say that light the fire, let it be lit for a little bit, and it won't be that first lighting. Just it'll be lit for a little while. After a little while, then you can already use it for the light of the Havdalah on Motzei Kippur. And Kaf HaChaim says you can rely on that opinion. Shulchan Aruch quotes, Tam and Yesh HaMarim quotes, no, it has to be Ner Shavat. But then quotes Yesh HaMarim, well, if you can't find one, then you can use candle that was not Ner, that was not Shavat. You're going to light it after months after Kippur, but you're going to just let it be lit for a little bit. Rav Avadya disagrees with the Kaf HaChaim tremendously. He says, look, how can you rely on this Kaf HaChaim? After all, we have the rule, Safek Brachot La'akel, and the Kaf HaChaim, from beginning to end, throughout the whole Kaf HaChaim, he's always saying, Safek Brachot La'akel, Safek Brachot La'akel, and here you have Stam Shulchan Aruch, you need the Ner Shabbat, and it's just in Yesh Mishomer, those who say that B'diavad you can manage without it. So, why in the world would we follow the Yesh HaMarim? We know the Stam of Yesh HaMarim. We follow the Stam. The Shach says that, Ramar Amipano says that. Why in the world is the Kaf HaChaim following the Yesh HaMarim when the Halakha follows the Stam? And especially make a bracha And in so many places, the Kaf HaChaim says that you don't make a bracha, safek bracha, l'akel, even against Maran. What's going on over here? And here, he's going to make the bracha against Maran. Very, very strange. And therefore, Rav Avadya said, you must have Ner Shavah. Now, one thing to explain is that electricity is not Ner Shavah. Now, first of all, Rav Avadya insists it's no good. You cannot use electricity for Havdalah. Rav Moshe Feinstein agrees to that also. No, absolutely not. There are those who are lenient. But Shlomo Zalman Aruch also is machmir. There are those who do the Tzitzel Yetzer does permit it. But many, many, many Rabbanim did not allow it. So it's not so simple. It's much better off not making the bracha on Borei Mora'esh in such circumstances. You shouldn't do it any Matzei Shabbat. So certainly on Matzei Kippur, it's not near Shabbat electricity. Don't say, oh, the light's been on the whole time. No, but the electricity keeps on being generated. It's newly generated. So it's not a Ner Shavat, it's like a new Ner. So Rav Avadya says, absolutely not, that's not Ner Shavat. Absolutely not Ner Shavat. And you shouldn't even use it any Mosai Shavat electricity. Very, very important to note. So again, so remember for Matzeik, if you have to prepare in advance, can't just think of it when it comes time for Avdalah. You have to think about before Kippur, you have to think about making the setting aside a Ner. That's shush that you will use on Matzai Kippur. So you have to think about that ready before Kippur. Wishing everybody a Tiskushinim Rabot. Everyone should have much bracha and b'riut.